I wonder what you'd do if you got home to find the house quiet and no lights on, except you might see a little bit of light spilling from the bedroom. I wonder if you'd think it was odd. But what would you do if you walked into the bedroom to find that I was restrained to the bed with a blindfold on and earbuds so that I couldn't actually hear you come home? I wonder what you'd do. I wonder if you'd kiss me. I wonder if you'd go straight to my breasts with my nipples rock hard in anticipation. Or would you go for my legs, which have been restrained, so I'm spread eagled across the bed? I wonder if you'd look at the array of toys at the side of me on the bed. Do you think you'd pick up the remote looking for which toy it could possibly be for? See now, if you did and turned it on, you'd see me jump as you realise that I have a toy in my ass. And you've just made it work. You've just made it vibrate. I'm not sure I'd be able to hold back a moan of anticipation of what you would do next. I wonder how long you'd tease me. Would you put the clamps on my nipples? And if you did, would you pull on them? Would you kneel next to my head and pull out your rock hard cock, slide it over my lips until I open and take you in? Would you slide your cock between my tits and push them together? Would you put your mouth on me? Would you suck my clit? Would you nibble on my clit? Or would you just dive straight into my dripping wet pussy, wet with anticipation? Oh, my only request is that you let me know you've been there by leaving me full of cum. Oh, and if you can make me orgasm, then all the better. But you see, because I've been waiting, before I restrained my hands, I might have played a little in anticipation. So it may take a little while for you to make me come. So I'm hoping, that by the time you slide your cock inside me, that you're going to be able to last long enough to make me come with you. Yes. Yes. Tell me you like this. Whisper in my ear all the things you want to do to me. bloody going to try to make me come?